six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, Christmas edition 2025.
Christmas. Yay.
End of the year. And you know what time it is. It's time to party.
It's Christmas time. Santa.
So every year we kind of have a little Christmas episode where we discuss, you know, maybe our favorite time of the year, which is Christmas, some of our favorite foods, bourbons, whiskeys.
Our bad experiences at Christmas.
Yeah, just some stories about the holiday season. Exactly. Yeah. So definitely want to discuss a little bit of that with you, share some of our upbringing, since we are brothers, some of our adventures that we've had together. But before we do that, obviously, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This will probably be our last podcast of 2025. And then we'll do searching. We got a couple of bottles for Pappy, searching for Pappy still, and then also shell thoughts at the end. So Steve, welcome. Sorry to introduce you earlier, but you are the wingman that does not need an introduction with the ladies.
Oh no, of course not. Who's that guy in the corner? Well, that's
what's he doing with his hands under the table?
That's the other bourbon bro.
See your hands, hand check. Who's he over there with?
Well,
we don't want to talk about that. All right.
Who's that guy in the shadows?
That's Lurking Steve.
Shaq!
No, that's a song from the way back.
Oh, I gotcha. Way back.
Who's the man that always plays the ladies?
Yeah.
Shaq! Only talks and makes them feel good.
Shaq! No, Shaft, not Shaq. Right?
Shaft. Yeah.
Okay. Shaft. It's not Shaquille O'Neal.
Not Shaft. Did I say Shaq? No, Shaft. What is it Shaq for?
I don't know. Think it's Shaquille O'Neal.
Sorry.
Watch Shaft.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're saying Shaq. I was like, huh? What?
No. I did say Shaq. I meant to say Shaft.
And the cough medicine. I don't know.
So okay.
A little elixir up there.
I'm. By the way, I'm looking at all my receipts.
He said looking, not licking.
Huh?
I said he said you said looking, not licking.
I'm looking. Yes. I'm not licking. Okay, we're getting loopy already, guys. All right. No, I'm looking at all my receipts. Looking at for searching for Pappy.
Okay.
I do not see Pappy on any of them, by the way.
Boo. I thought you said your receipts from Amazon because you've been buying the Real Bourbon Bros merchandise. Good lead there, Steve, for all our fans out there to last minute shopping, you know, get that express, you know, delivery. It's worth it to have, you know, those gifts for your friends, your family, our T-shirts, our sweatshirts.
Keep them cozy.
Exactly. They would love to open that up on Christmas morning. We appreciate your support. And not only with that, but also for listening and follow us on our social media accounts. By the way, before we get into searching.
By the way.
Did you see the last TikTok that was put up on our account? I mean, I can't believe it's not more popular than it is. It was one of my favorite ones ever I've done. You didn't see it.
I saw the. Did they put some out without my approval?
You gotta watch it.
What?
It's called "Tis the Season," and it's just. And if, for you, the folks out there, definitely, I should put it on the other.
She's half of this scandal. She
knew the. That's not it. What are you giving people free pub over here, dude? Strike that from the ledger.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, this is a classic. If you haven't checked it out, you got to check it out.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
go to our account and then just
go to our account. Oh, I'm on my account, so I usually can see our feed.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you got to go
from the other point of view, right?
Yeah.
And so I should be able to do the Real Bourbon Bros.
Yep. Should come right up and then click on.
Is this the unicorn up the hill? I'm sorry. That's so bad for me to be laughing about this.
That's hilarious.
Sorry for offending anyone out there.
But anyone, it's a joke. It's a joke. So for those who haven't seen it, it's a it's a lady that may have had too many tacos or food or whatever. And she's struggling up a hill on a poor donkey who's undersized, and the caption is "Tis the season," and the lettering next to lady is secondary whiskey prices.
Yep, secondary whiskey pricing. It's her and my bank account as the donkey. Ass that she's riding.
She's struggling. It's struggling. It's getting up there though.
I thought that video was great.
Oh, well, you weren't the first person to probably use that.
No, it's an older video I found, and then I think it's an AI video actually, but I put the lettering in and I put the words in, and I thought of the, you know, our twist for it. So anyway, another plug, guys. Thanks. We're not idiots. We do actually put some good content out there once in a while, so that's a good content. Go check out our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the goodies. All right, searching for Pappy, yeah. Steve. Yeah, what do you got?
Searching for Pappy.
Yeah. So, well, we went over what we did for Thanksgiving. Big Thanksgiving, big family get together, right?
Yeah, and awesome.
We both had some good picks there. We also are preparing, or if you may be going to your family get-togethers on one side or the other, if you have a significant other, right? You go to the other significant other's family get-together, and this was my wife's side.
Okay.
So we went and celebrated Christmas over the weekend, and I brought a few things there. So that wasn't, I guess, not searching for Pappy, because I did stop at a few places last week and I got a few things. I did get one of the things I got was, I'm getting into rare character now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And
me too.
I got the American whiskey one, which is,
so the rare character limited release.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Just so everybody knows.
Not the, what do they have?
Well, they have single barrels and everything. Yeah, this is not a single limited release. So it's a small batch. Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually, I'm not sure if I can mention the app that we use for recording our drams. But anyways, I went on there and it did not have it.
You said we got to put it in sometimes or search for it.
So I had to take a picture of it and so forth, and they accepted it. Yay. After a few days. But this is the Rare Character Limited Release Kentucky Straight Whiskey.
What batch?
And this is batch number 6
in 2025.
I think it's 5.
Yeah, and that
batch was 5.
Okay, 2025 release, I assume.
2025, yep, limited release 2025. It's 140 proof.
Woo! So it's hazmat.
Just the hazmat, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm dying to try it.
Yeah, they're great.
So I went back and I tried the very first bottle I got of Rare Character, which was the batch 2 of the Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
Is that when we were in Kentucky we got that one, or that's when you bought?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yep, we were in Kentucky. And that was we highlighted that as probably the best
bottle
quality
price for quality pour, that you bought.
Or that we got, right?
Yeah.
Best bottle that we got.
It was like $80 you bought that for. It was like $79 bucks. It was ridiculous.
Yep. And I tried that, and oh my gosh, that is a killer bottle.
Right.
That's a banger.
And just for all the folks I interrupt, but I think these are all between like 6 and 8 years, I've read all these special releases, 6 to 8 years. I think these are maybe even 9 years on some of them, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I tried that one last week, and anyway, that's, they have they have two bottles. One's the tall bottle, like an Eagle Rare bottle, mm-hmm. right? And then they have a smaller, squattier bottle.
Hmm.
It's still round, but it's the Expressions edition, or what do they call that?
Mm. I don't know. I don't think I've seen it.
You did, because we had that when we were down in Kentucky.
Really? Rare Character.
Yep. It's, we had... let's see. Let me
It's great. They're all the tall bottles that I can remember. I don't remember any short bottles. Let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the tall bottles.
Exceptional series. So look up the exceptional series.
I don't remember that one. Do I?
Yep. Exceptional, kind of. There it is. Yeah, so the rare character exceptional series. These are bottles which are, again, they're single barrels, but they are usually priced well into the hundreds, 200 or more.
Sorry, you tried this one? I mean, you maybe tried it, but I don't remember having it. Was that one of the bars we were at?
Yeah, we were at Evergreen.
Okay.
We tried the Rare Character Exceptional 13-year.
Yeah.
It's a $500 bottle.
Oh, I MSRP. Remember. Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. I think I remember it now. That I was a little out of it.
This one's 154.94 proof, the one that we had. It was a high
That's
proof.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All coming back to me now. You bought a bottle of that?
I did not, no.
I was going to say, money back.
I wish, okay, so that's kind of one of my unicorns that I'm going after. But here's the issue, is that the MSRP is so high.
What is the MSRP? You said 250?
Like 500 bucks.
Really? Let me see here. I just saw it online for like 250.
Or
right here.
Well, this is the one that when I just pulled up here is 500 bucks, but I shouldn't say that's I shouldn't say MSRP. That's secondary pricing, obviously. But MSRP for a lot of these are 250, 300 bucks. And so if you're going to get something that's that high to begin with, like from the the manufacturer, right?
Yeah.
You know, secondary pricing is just going to drive that up if it's rare enough.
Yeah.
And to start off with that, but, you know, it's better to start off with like a Weller CYPB that's like, what, 70 bucks MSRP?
Yeah, if you can find it, dude.
If you can find it, right. That's more, I think, the thrill of a hunt for me, finding a bottle that's, you can get it at $77. But out in the wild, of course, you're not going to get it for probably less than 200, right? $300.
Yeah, I mean, I can find these exceptionals all over the place, too. There's, you know, one Lukens here for 250. Exceptional series Weeded yeah. Straight.
Yep.
But it doesn't give me an age statement on it.
If you can get them.
Yeah, 250 right here. Oh, at least 9 years, it says.
Okay.
And this is a weeded one. This is what the bird on it. Yeah, I can get it right here at Lukens in Tampa.
Wow. For 250? Yeah.
250. Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
Add to cart. It says it's available. I mean, if you want me to buy it for you, send me the money.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay. Do you want, I have a bottle too. Speaking of
yeah, go ahead and your bottle. So I'm gonna I have two more.
The rare character limit. It's not all about rare character, guys. So rare character limited edition, batch 7, 2025 straight rye whiskey, 121.5. So this is a bottle I got.
Nice.
You
straight
had,
rye whiskey.
I know.
I get to get a rye. I have yet to get a straight rye.
You do have a straight rye. I was up there. Remember you?
Oh, wait.
Remember you had that hard time.
That's one we tried. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I got three of them. I have to get yes.
So yeah, I have three now. I have the rye, the American whiskey, and a bourbon. So I have all three. All right. But that rye you had inspired me to find this bottle. I got it for like 110 and then shipped to me for another 25. So it was like 135 total.
Yep, that's not bad.
I couldn't find a rye in Tampa. So I was like, everybody has the bourbon, everybody has American whiskey, but the rye, I had to go online to find it. So very nice, very nice.
And did you open it?
Nope.
Okay.
I have not opened it. I have not opened it.
The only thing I got to mention about the rare characters is the opening process of
yes.
those.
Yes.
So I saw a little trick online by a fellow podcaster.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Yeah. So instead of trying to use a razor blade, which I did for the first bottle of that, yeah. A little trick is to take a putty knife and warm up the edge.
Yep.
And then just put it around the wax and it just
I think I saw that same video you did.
Yeah. I mean, it does look, I mean, he cut it out. Like he didn't do the whole process.
No,
like,
he started it. He showed up for 20 minutes, I bet.
It's like, and for me, I like to preserve as much as the label, yeah, like of the
cap,
the cap as I
wax,
can.
Yeah.
The wax and the stopper, but just me for presentation. I have to try that little trick and see if it works.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So rare character, you had your time in the sun. What else did you get, Steve?
The other one I got is a favorite barrel craft spirit.
Oh, that I got. The old BCS.
Yep, BCS.
Bestiality.
Barrel craft spirits, right?
Yes.
This one was a 12-year, and it's a finished in French oak, and it was, let's see if I can get more information about this, but yeah, it's 12-year bourbon. It was like 108 proof, but it was, I did open it, by the way, and it was... brought me back to why I like barrel craft spirits to begin with. I love the way that they can finish it and blend all and blend all these juices together to create a very unique flavor that hits all the marks, right? And this was no exception. It's a 12-year finished in French oak cask, like 108.5 proof. So I haven't bought a BCS in a while, so I was really excited about this. So that's one of the ones that I hopefully will keep for a while.
Very nice. Yeah, I know you like the BCS, so that's right up your alley. Right up your alley. Another one that's right up our alley. We've been here a few times. This is Heaven Hill Grain to Glass. I know we have all three of them, but they just came out with this limited edition.
Yep.
Quina Pin, whatever the hell.
That was in front of me too, and I was
129.
You'll have to tell me what that.
How different it is, yeah. So this is the
gives you.
Yeah, this is the high wheat bourbon. So 52 corn, 35 wheat, and 12 malted. 105 proof. This was bottled or distilled in 2018 and released in 2025. So 7 years, if I do my math correctly. Good color on it.
It's very dark.
Yeah, it's a lot darker than the other one. Yeah. So this is the limited release. The other one I don't think is a limited release. I have all three of the other, the rye, the high rye, and the high wheat bourbons. So this is the Quina Pin. So yeah, they actually, I went today at, I got to work a little early and went to the old Total Wine. They had all three of them, all three of these, but this was they had the rye, they had the high rye bourbon, and they have the wheated. I looked up and the reviews for the wheated were the best. So that's the one I decided to go with. So that's exciting.
Yeah. That's really nice.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Real nice. How much? It's actually damn.
The only other one that I was going to mention is, you probably have seen these coming out in your private select of the Elijah Craig single barrel toasted.
Yes. Those have been out for a bit.
Yeah. So here, Calvin at the Novi Party Store got his in.
He had a rye too with that, I think.
And he could have had
I know they make rye. The
Elijah Craig toasted.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. He did have some rye in the past, but usually just gets the single barrel. But this was a really good delivery as well. I mean,
you brought a bottle
over. I brought I brought a bottle to the Christmas gathering, so we cracked it open and did not disappoint. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got, man.
All right, searching for Pappy, guys. Again, we're still searching for Pappy for MSRP. Let us know if you see a bottle. I'm sure there'll be plenty left for everybody.
They seem to be more prevalent, I think, just in social media now.
Holiday season and then allocation season is now until March, April. Like a lot of the stores will be getting their allocations the next few months.
Yeah, so Kentucky just Northern Kentucky just had their big allocation event.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Krogers up there, like seven or eight Krogers they had in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
But yeah, I'm kind of excited to see all the flurry now. I mean, but you're right. This is the time, this is the allocation season, right?
Now so through the springtime until April typically is when all the BTAC, the Pappies will be floating around. People are
getting these bottles. And a few of these guys I contacted, and I'm like, I mean, congrats to you, man. It's pat on the back. But did you really get this at MSRP? Oh, show you my receipts. And, they cough up their receipts. So all I can do is believe them, saying, wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, whatever. I mean.
Like, what kind of connections do you have to get, four bottles of the BTAC? I mean, it's like, really?
I mean, That's all I can think of. There's some visuals I was given on camera there.
Yeah,
so I won't be able to see that. But just say it's
my dinner.
All right, holiday season. Merry Christmas, guys. Let's move on to that. I know, you know that we are brothers. Obviously, we come from a big family. There's a lot of special things we did growing up. Even though we're a little different age here, I'm sure we shared a similar upbringing sometimes. Whether it be our Uncle Lenny, dressing up as Santa, pretending to be Santa, and then driving his Dodge over, parking it, and his beard coming off, him smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer while we were sitting on his lap trying to give him our ideas what we wanted for Christmas. So that memory will be stamped into my head forever. and looking back at the pictures now, I'm like, how did I not know? It's like 4 or 5. I don't know if he dressed up as Santa for you too or...
He did, but okay. I told you in the past podcast, I think, that I dressed up as Santa too.
He did. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think, you were there.
I don't remember.
But yeah, that was, not my finest hour. I mean, it was, they begged me to do it. You know, the parents like, oh, come on, you got to do it. You know, Uncle Lenny's got the costume. I'm like, okay.
Aw. So, nobody peed on your lap?
Nobody. No, I showed up in my, I don't know what I was driving at the time, probably the K car.
Oh, God, that thing.
Probably showed up in the K car, parked a block away, went down the KSC. Of course, I had all the presents ahead of time,
In this
little sack. And I had to walk like a block, to the house, ring the ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Where are the little boys and girls? I want to fondle them. No, just kidding.
Oh boy.
Sit on my lap, boys.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Who's getting these jobs? What kind of vetting is going on with these mall sales?
I know.
Anyway, I think we talked that story. I told the story about my other Uncle Bob who almost lit his house on fire every year with the candles and his Christmas tree. That was a classic story. So those are some core memories. Obviously, the parents wrapping the gifts in parchment paper and newspaper and tissue paper. So you can kind of see and feel exactly what you were getting. That was always a classic too. And if you poke the paper hard enough, it would come through the paper because it was so freaking thin. I remember that too. Yeah, they didn't like that. And then
I don't think we did this as kids. Like I did it with my kids a couple times where you pack the most, the smallest gift in a series of 12 boxes.
I don't think I don't think the parents were that creative or didn't have much time to figure all that out. So, but
we just got power tools and socks for Christmas.
I got underwear and socks. Yeah.
I got power tools.
Oh, nice. We also loved you more.
Nice.
Anyway.
Trying to teach you to be a man.
I loved the every year Santa would always deliver with the stockings. The stocking stuffers was the thing we could open up right away. So early, that's the only day off that I ever got up before 8 a.m. I always would sleep in on the weekend. I'm still the same way. But I remember getting up with my other brother Eric. We'd get up at 5 or 6 in the morning. The light wasn't even out yet. We'd be down there looking at our stockings. And that was the thing that we could actually look through before the parents, let us do it. They're like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
So we always got, our stockings and kind of put them by the fireplace and looked through them and compared what we got. And that'll be a memory too. But then we had to wait for after breakfast and everything before we actually could go open up the Christmas presents. So
I remember in my stocking, I got, you know, the snap gut, the snap guns, you know, the little pistols you had with
the smoke. They
had a roll of snap caps.
Yeah. I remember that.
So there was two kinds. One with it had a paper roll on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Was like
yes.
a revolver.
Yes.
Style, and you. I remember there that. Was a series of plastic caps that were shaped in like if you had like a six shooter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like an eight shooter. Mm-hmm. Revolver, and they were, and then you put them in. I remember getting those in my stocking. I was like, wow, man, but you couldn't shoot it in the house because then, you know, fire.
Oh, yeah, they'll fight. And the I don't think they don't make those anymore, do they?
I love the smell of those, though.
Right. Like it was a good smell.
I love the smell of that cap powder.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. but no, right. I mean, I think, you know, growing up, we had a lot of mutual experiences. One which we never shared was ever, you know, drinking bourbon or whiskey on holidays.
Yeah.
So maybe that could lead into, you know, our
tradition.
Yeah. No. Shallow Thoughts with Gary and Steve. I can lead into Shallow Thoughts, I think, you know, Shallow Thoughts.
I think so.
Yeah. So Shallow Thoughts again, everybody, with Gary and Steve here. We're going to give you a scenario or an idea or an opinion that we have, and then we can kind of discuss it. It's out there for you guys to think about and discuss. You want to go first? You want me?
I'm going to twist it up a little bit. I got a series of shallow points.
Okay. I bet you
that
do.
I wanted to, it's just like, what do you call them? The quick fires, shots, you know?
Yeah. Quick hitters.
Quick hitters. Yeah. And I just want to get your, you know, one shot impression, one shallow thought impression. Yeah. So if you want to go first and then I can go second.
My contention is, and this is very straightforward, very basic, right? Nothing crazy about it. The best Christmas movie of all time is The Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's. Best one.
Fantasia?
No, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Sorry. Not even close.
Yes.
Now, if you want to break it up into categories, you can say, okay, well, that's like a comedy. Well, maybe like serious drama, then maybe, you know, sure, whatever. But if you had to, you know, hold a gun to my head and say, okay.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Well, that's another debate.
I know. Is that really a Christmas movie?
Right.
No.
Well, it's set during Christmas time, but it's like a bunch of people killing and terrorism and all that. But from my, like every year it's a tradition. My wife and I, we always watch Christmas Vacation. To me, that's, and it's the most quotable Christmas movie ever.
I would say so. Yes.
Yes. It's like, Rusty's still in the Navy. Don't throw me down the stairs, Clark. Like Aunt Bethany. He's the best. So anyway, that's my point. And it sounds like you kind of agree that's pretty far up there for you.
I do.
Well.
It is a very popular one. Everyone has their popular one that came through. The one in our household, can you guess it? It's with
Elf.
How did you know? Did you know that?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very popular pick as well. It's not as old as The Christmas Vacation, but it definitely has a lot of good lines in it.
I had a buy
that.
It's
up there. I'd probably say top five for me. Maybe top,
top five.
Probably top five.
I mean, the Christmas Carol and...
the classics, Well, that's the thing. The drama versus comedies, right? So both that we mentioned are two comedies, you know?
And Christmas... I was going to say SNL did that skit on the about the Christmas Carol. Or no, it was not that one. What's the black and white one?
Black and white one. Christmas Carol.
Was it the Christmas Carol?
With the three ghosts and the three spirits and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, well, the old man's, it was a banker.
Yeah, Charles Dickens.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen that whole movie. I've never seen that whole movie.
So SNL did a skit on that, which was really kind of funny, and they kind of turned the tables on the old man Withers. Yeah.
I've never seen that whole movie all the way through. I think an underrated Christmas movie is Christmas of the Cranks with Tim Allen. I think that's a good Dan Aykroyd. I don't know.
Yeah,
I like it.
He wants to go on vacation and
I don't know something about it
because all the kids, left
away. I don't know. Good Jamie Lee Curtis. It's a good script. Yeah, I don't know. I liked it. That's kind of good at the end too.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Well. Anyway. I'll stand on the hill that Christmas Vacation is the best Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Comedy, at least.
I would agree, yes.
Okay. What are your quick hitters, Steve?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a series of questions here, and I just want your one view, shallow views.
Good with that. Go with that. Good
and
with
I'll give you a counter point, and I'll just move along, okay?
Moving on.
And these are all really kind of related to bourbon, whiskey, drinking, that sort of stuff. All right.
Makes sense for this podcast. Oh,
okay. First one is a cool bottle worth paying extra for?
No. Yeah, it depends on how much though. I mean, like $2. Sure. But if it's like 50, no.
Yeah. Glass doesn't change the liquid, right?
Exactly. So. Unless you're just going to display it and people who don't know anything about whiskey will be like, ooh, I like your glass.
Oh, that looks like a pretty glass.
Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Do celebrity bourbon brands deserve shelf space?
No. Name one good one.
Chris Stapleton's.
Traveler? That's average at Traveler. Best.
I mean, I'm just saying that it's, I don't particularly, like it, but it's nice with the ladies. Anyway.
Well, yeah, they like the gimmicky stuff. They don't care about the juice as much as,
I don't think so. They crowd out the better whiskeys. Is small batch basically meaningless now?
I thought it was meaningless to begin with. I mean, the whole idea of you just have a bunch of barrels. I mean, like, that's kind of what production of anything is. It's just a bunch of barrels. So it's just a smaller bunch of those barrels. So I've never really understood small batch, honestly.
It's
supposed to be more exclusive.
Not small batch. It kind of signals, care and quality where it's, I'm going to do a small batch of this. I'm going to take really good care of it. We're going to have quality over it. But it could be just marketing fluff, too.
I think it is.
All right. Yeah. Should distilleries stop using old-timer names?
You mean like Elmer T. Lee and things like that?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I like it. I think it's history. You have a story behind the name. They can go research it. And and that person usually is important to the whiskey industry.
Tradition is part of the charm.
Are these ChatGPT questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not ChatGPT, but I got my own. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to use AI, man. If you don't use AI, you're in the dust. Yeah, we're going to leave you in the dust.
So our podcast tonight is brought to you by AI.
No, I got to do my research, man.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Neat versus rocks. Which one actually shows confidence?
You need to be having this for the ladies, maybe. Neat. I like neat, obviously. Room temperature, dilute it. I want to taste it.
The purest.
I want to taste it exactly how the distiller wanted you to taste it.
Yeah, neat drinkers are purest, and ice drinkers are practical. Yeah,
stupid.
No, they're stupid.
Because it dilutes the alcohol, so it doesn't taste like it should. So you don't actually know. And then the longer you let the ice melt, it's going to keep changing the taste until it's water.
Okay. Does a glass really matter?
Well, it depends on what you're going for. If you're doing a mixed drink, maybe not. But if you're doing a neat pour, then yes. You want to get the most experience with the nose, you should get a Glencairn glass or a sifter glass.
Nice. Is day drinking bourbon acceptable?
Yes. Depends on the day, however. But like tailgating, a big game, a party, those are acceptable.
So it's okay to drink bourbon casually.
Yeah. I mean, depends. I mean, just like hanging out by yourself in the middle of the day because you have nothing else to do drinking. I mean, that might be questionable, but
every day can be a special occasion.
Yeah. Not to your liver.
Okay. Getting into, collecting, and drinking, which is, you know, a subset of bourbon drinkers, I guess, is unopened bourbon a waste?
No. You eventually drink it, or you can sell it and make some money.
Or, I mean,
give it away.
Collecting could be part of the hobby, right?
Exactly. Yeah, collecting baseball cards. I mean, it's worth value, right? Especially, you know, it's
funny. You see a lot of these people saying, well, if that was my bottle, I'd be opening it up as soon as I got home and drinking it. And I'm like, okay, so you just bought a $500, you know, bottle of
Michter's
20-year, and you're going to be like, I'm going to open this up and consume it in the next week, which is fine. I mean, So is trading bourbon basically just like adult Pokemon?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Trading baseball cards, right? Yeah, I mean, if you have a bottle you want to get, somebody else has it, you got to make the trade, right?
Yeah, it's like Pokemon trades. Yeah. Does everyone pretend to like high proof bourbon?
I don't think everybody pretends, but I think some people do pretend. I think some are posers, but I don't know about everybody.
Yeah.
Some people know they don't like it and they can't handle it. So I think there are some honest people out there, but I think a majority of people who say they like it, not the majority, but there are people out there that say they like it just to fit in, but they really secretly don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. And one more. Who has a better palate, the younger or older brother?
I have no idea. Probably the older brother, more experience.
Well, you can say experience wins, or you can say the younger taste buds are sharper.
Well, apparently I drink bourbon like it's mouthwash, so I don't know.
No, you'll be spitting it out then, right? Anyways, those are my thoughts.
All right, cool.
Shallow points. I just thought, you know, change it up a little bit. Just trying to
keep it
within the bourbon realm. You did well, younger brother. You did well.
If I was on the Family Feud, and they do the rounds at the end, I'd be.
Oh yeah,
I'd love to do that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. We should do like that a Family Feud. Cool. We tried to do that before, didn't we? A Family Feud bourbon, some kind of work.
Oh, we did? I can't remember.
We had a scoreboard or something with a bourbon. Anyway, something similar to that. I can't remember.
So address that. Rapid fire shallow thoughts.
All right, guys. Well, that's wrapping up the pod. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us. Be safe out there. Drink with your friends and family responsibly. Listen to the pod. Listen to all our social media stuff. Check out our TikTok, by the way. That video was amazing. I only got like
views. It was humorous. I think. Thank you. I think we're gonna get a lot of hits on that.
I didn't. I gotta put it on my other. I was only on TikTok. Maybe I should put it on Instagram and all the other things. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, although TikToks, you know, the nice short ones are really very.
But they have
effective
reels and stuff like that on Instagram. Yeah. So. I'll be traveling over Christmas. I will be going to my in-laws in Trinidad, so I will try to post some stuff from there. I'm, as previously noted, they do not have a very strong whiskey.
You gotta watch community. Export control.
It's all rum down there, rum. So, yeah. Well, I'm gonna have a layover in Miami, so maybe I can see if they have anything, you know, duty free.
Yeah, I saw this. One site online where there was rums from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do. There's some great rums there. I'll get you down there sometime. Try them out.
Yeah, we ought to.
Anyway, so that's where I'll be. Steve, are you going up to the folks or are you just hanging out at the house?
Hanging out, going over to GR, Grand Rapids, for Christmas Day. Hanging out there. I have to get some hunting in, so I'll probably be going up. Mid-state here, get one of those reindeers, you know.
Bambi. Rudolph.
Bambi's father,
Rudolph,
or mother,
Rudolph. Yeah,
gotta provide, man.
There you go. Well, I'll have safe travels.
Yeah. And you.
Yeah, thank you. And again, everybody, like I said, check out our social media accounts, Amazon, all our merch, get the last minute deals right before the holidays.
Good idea.
Yeah, perfect. I'll be wearing mine throughout the airport. And then we won't see you probably until 2026. And then hopefully Michigan will have a new coach. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think they'll decide on that in the spring, I think, right?
No, they'll have a new coach by the end of the year for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Can't lose all those kids to the portal, dude. You got to move fast on this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Portal. All right. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Giddy up.
Merry Christmas.
It's
enjoy.
Time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year.